Well, refugee advocates say the Border Force announcement and the sending of text messages on election day was appalling. Pamela Kerr has been assisting refugees for more than 20 years. She says Scott Morrison should be condemned for the sending of text in the final hours of polling.
Oh, it's a sad indictment on a dying government that they would reach for the old political football refugees. I'm angry, but I'm also very saddened. Mind you, it's heartwarming to think that on one hand, the government tried their best with the old scare tactic, but on the other hand, Australians have wised up.
What do you think about the new government's announcement that it will have an investigation into this issue?
I'm deeply disturbed that Mr. Pezzullo is heading that investigation. He's been in charge of both the Morrison and Dutton policy.
What do you gauge as the public's reaction to what happened?
Most Australians don't really want to know about refugees. They feel uneasy about it, but there is that strong core of people in Australia who are deeply disturbed and who have been working for 20 years to try and get a more fair, just policy to refugees. It really is heartbreaking, you know, to target the most vulnerable.
What needs to happen?
Get an investigation into this latest, but it's broader than that. The Home Affairs Department is a total mess. There are thousands of people waiting 8 and 9 years later for decisions. The Home Affairs bringing customs and refugees in together was never a success. There is nothing happening. There's no process. They keep moving officers around the world to take the applications. Nobody gets answers back. There's family reunion applications outstanding for 10 years. It really is a blight on Australia, and it damages our reputation with the rest of the world. It also damages us. We, decent Australians, don't want to watch people being treated so harshly. We don't want to see our political leaders using refugees as some sort of a scare tactic to get re-elected. It harms us.
When you look at this text message in particular, what's your message to Scott Morrison on this issue?
I'm so glad he's gone. I hope that we can recover. I mean, fancy using refugee boat as the last scare tactic you can dredge up on election day to try and get the vote.
What do you think about that?
It's indicative of what's been happening to us over the last 20 years. No wonder we're in the state we're in. But we've now got a chance for a different policy to stop locking people up and to be the sort of Australia, the open-hearted, multicultural Australia that we once strived to be. There are men in our detention centre who arrived here by boat over 9 years ago who are still going through a process, who have never been released from detention. They have no security, adverse security statement against them. These are men just sitting there in detention, in this long-term indefinite detention. They are indicative of the mess of Home Affairs and Border Force.
That's refugee advocate Pamela Kerr there.